عزات الله حبيبي Okay, I got the Bach. The sheets should be down there somewhere, or making their way down. This morning's Torah reading, Parshas Vayishlach, the Torah devotes a lot of attention to speaking about the gifts, the Doron, the Matanos, which Yaakov Avinu sent to Esav in anticipation of their faithful meeting, which Yaakov was very frightened of. And the Torah starts in Parak Lamed Bey, starting in Pasuk Yud Dalet, through Chof Bey, I print a little psuk, the Vayolon, Shom Balad Vay Kafi, and Abod Yodo, Mincha La Esav Afi. He set up a Mincha. Mincha means an offering, a Matana, that he's going to give to Esav. And the Torah outlines in detail exactly what these gifts consisted of. This and this number of male goats and female goats, and camels, and cows, and donkeys, you know, exactly how many. It was an elaborate gift, and he instructed those who were sort of shepherding these animals over to Esav exactly what to say, and to tell him, as it says in Pasuk Yutesh, Amartel Adochal Yaakov Mincha Hishlucha, this is a matana, this is a gift to you for Esav, and so on, you should please accept this from Yaakov, and finally in Chav Beis, Vatavor Amincha Alponav Ulam Ba'alu Ba'machanet, right, the gift to pass in front of him, and he stayed over that night, in the camp and so on. So the Torah spends a lot of time speaking about the gifts. The Ramban tells us in the name of Chazal, it's one of the ways in which Yaakov prepared himself for Esav, in addition to davening, in addition to preparing for military consequence, he also gave him a gift. So I thought it would be appropriate to speak this evening about the question of a Jew giving gifts to non-Jews. It's also something that's timely, in a sense, this time of year, now that we're in December. Many people at work, co-workers, or perhaps the gardener or the mechanic or somebody that you want to give a holiday gift to and so on. So what are the issues relating to giving gifts to non-Jews? So the Torah says, I'm not speaking about holiday on the holiday per se, but let's say these weeks now, early December, it's well before the holidays, but in the spirit of the holidays. We'll touch a little bit about that. That's a different issue, correct. The Torah tells us that
there is a machlokus in the shout of there and things there about a gift to a non-Jew from a thing there, if it's allowed to accept.
But that's a different thing. That's accepting gifts. I spoke about that earlier this about accepting gifts from somebody. Different discussion.
If you are allowed to
accept a gift, that's a different. So that's this year, I think so. I think I spoke about it some months ago. I forgot already. Accepting gifts from non-Jews, no, whatever. But that's the difference. This is about giving a gift to a non-Jew. So the Torah tells him,
"Pasuk Yisrael, to give from a goy there for yeshiva or something."
Oh, so that's from the Torah. Good. Let's see. So take a look in the second source in Parshas Veschanan, which we don't speak about in Yishurim because during the summer. So. Parshas Veschanan, the Torah says in Devarim, Parak Zayin, very end of Parshas Veschanan, it says in Pasuk, Allah ki ve'echa Hashem lekech ha'aretz asher atav ha'shem v'shto, v'nosho goyim rab v'nech v'achiti v'agigoshi v'amori v'aknani v'apizi v'achiv v'avusi, shiva goyim, it mentions the seven amamin, right, the Zayin, by the way, this is the only Pasuk in the Torah where all seven nations that Taka mentioned. Usually the six or less are mentioned. This is the one Pasuk where all seven are mentioned. Shiva goyim rab matzum v'mecha. And it says, in the son of Hashem, you have to wipe them out. Last two words of Pasuk Beis and Parak Zayin and Parshas Veschanan, velo sichonim. Okay? So, the question is exactly what is meant by velo sichonim. So Rashi there in Parshas Veschanan, the third source, Parak Zayin, Pasuk Beis, Dorm, says, lo sichonim. Says Rashi, two interpretations, lo sitem lohem chayim. Chaim means praise, charm. You know, don't praise somebody. Don't praise a non-Jew. These non-Jews. You're not supposed to say about these people, oh, how wonderful and how fantastic they are, how great they are. You're not supposed to say that. Okay, whatever. We'll see. We'll have another time. Dover acher. So the word sichonim, chaim comes from, the word sichonim comes from chaim, which means praise. Dover acher lo sitan chania ba'aretz. Don't give them chaniya, like machana, encampment in the land. And this is part of the whole question of giving up land in Eretz Yisrael to non-Jews and so on. Yeah.
And the first one, also lolos, is that in their presence or even out of their presence?
I think in general. I think so.
Third
I think
breath.
In general. Yeah, I think so. I think it's in general. Okay, we'll talk about that another time. That's not a topic tonight. But Rashi mentions two things. However, there was a third interpretation in the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, which I printed in source for a whole sugya. Starts with the Mishnah, Yud Tes and Beis on Avodah Zarah. It goes over to the Achav and Alf. The Mishnah says, Eim Eruch Lehem Mechul Akarka Abba Moch Mishikot says, Rav Yehuda Omer Mocher Amin Aslokut. Okay, the Mishnah describes about selling land to non-Jews and so on and so forth. Okay, and that's Masechet Avodah Zarah of Yud Tes and Beis. The Gemara asks, Rani Mili, you can't sell land in Eretz Yisrael or certain types of land to a non-Jew. Okay, that's again din in Eretz Yisrael. Those Mishnayos are talking about selling land to non-Jews and selling animals to non-Jews, the business transaction, Jews and non-Jews. So one of them is about selling things to mechubel a karka. How do we know? Lo sichanim. So Gemara, that's what I mean. On the top of Chof Meralav, high lo sichanim. We have something else that we learn from lo sichanim. From the drusha, the way the phraseology is, you can learn two things. The Gemara says, one second. There's another thing. There's a third drusha. The word, even though Rashi and Chumash didn't quote that one, but there's a third drusha from lo sichanim. The word chanim comes from chinam. Matnas chinam, a gift for no purpose, right? Just a friendly gift. Matnas chinam came. Lemor ka lo sichinem, I lo sichonem, shaman akulu. So Gemara derives from this one little word, or two words, lo sichonem, but the word sichonem, so you can pronounce it differently and so on, based on how it's written, with a vav and with a yod, the Rashi, if you want to see it in source 5, fills in, right? We read it mole, and it could mean one thing, it mean another thing, and so on. And it turns out it means also all three things. Tanya nami hachi. On the third line there of Chofman, part that's printed is Chofman Aleph. Tanya Rachel Lo Schon Lo Sima Chani Bekarka. The Rachel Lo Schon Lo Sitei Melachin. The Rachel Lo Sichonim Lo Sitei Matna Shochina. Okay, now the Gemara goes on and brings in. There is another pasuk about giving something to a goy because there's a pasuk in Parshas for A. The Sanya Lo Sochul Kol Nevela Gera Shibeshach Titnena Vachola O Mochar Lanochri O Mochar Lanochri. You have an Nevela, we talked this morning, you have Gira Nosha meat or something like that, so you can sell it to a non-Jew. The Jews, it's too big of a tircha to devein everything, to remove the Gira Nosha, so we don't sell hindquarters as kosher around here. So you can give it to a guy, but it says you should sell it. It says you can give it, how do we know one in terms of the other? So that's a presentation I hope that Yehuda and Rabbi and the Gemara may get back to. But that's the Sugan of Odozar. What emerges for our purposes, and you can look over the Gemara yourself, that there are three Isurim. You know, Rashi Chumash only calls stupid. There are three Isurim that emerge from the Pasuk Lo Sichanim, and one of them is Lo Sita Lahem Matnas Chino. Okay? I printed for you the next page, the Pasuk in Dvarim over there. It's Parak Yud Dalet, source 6, A, Parak Yud Dalet, Pasuk Chaf Aleph. There it says, Tit Lager, meaning a Ger Toshav, Titnena, him you can give a present to, but O Mochal Anachim, but perhaps for the guy, only sell it, but you can't give it. That may be related to this discussion as well. Just as a side point, Rabbeinu Bachya, there in Vashana, source number 7, Rabbeinu Bachya, you can read through the Rashi, you want to read through the Sugya, it's an enlightening Sugya to read. Rabbeinu Bachya says the Lo Sichanim, explains exactly how we derive it. Mila zu darshu chazal al parim rabim. Mila shen chayn, mila shen chaniya, mila shen chinam. Okay, aside from the simple reading of the pasuk, which is just not, you know, to make covenants with them and so on and so forth. And the Rabbeinu Bachya spells it out, and he says, because he tells you that if you print it, if you read it as aches bechirik, lo sichinim, there's one meaning. If you read it a different way, it gives you the vowels, how you can vocalize it. The top with the patach, the ches with the shwana patach, and so on, so then you can dash it this way. And what he says at the very end, he says, Lamadu mikan kama godol kocha Torah, shenidreshes lekama tome, ashevil teva achas him, ispareshes lekama inyonim, lefi hanikud. Just how you vocalize. Remember, there are no vowels in the Torah. Just how our tradition, so many things can emerge from one word, just on a vocalization. That's what Rabbeinu Bachya says. He says that the sign of the Koach of the Torah, Levush, says something similar in Yeridah Simon Kuf Nun Aleph Siv Yud Dalet. I have there in source 8. Umasha Droshu Slosha Droshus Mipasik Losachonim. Why do we have three different Droshus in the same phrase? Maybe it only means one of them and so on. So again, he also talks about it because it's read one way, we could read it a different way. You know, sort of like a Kri and Ksiv kind of thing, and he gives you the vocalization. It's a similar idea as that which Rabbeinu Bachya says. So these, Rabbach is a Rishon, and Levush is the early Achron, and they all understand that we can learn all three things. Lamaisu, we pass back all three things. That's the sheets over here.
And that's a couple of breaths.
Okay. What?
sometimes we say, if it's this, yeah, it can't be that.
Right, so it depends. But here, you could, since you could read it different ways, each one's another drasha. Now, the question is, when he says, don't, for our purposes tonight, don't give them gifts, who's the them? Who's the them? If you look in the psukim, okay, the psukim, this whole issur was in Parag Zayin Pasuk Beis, okay, which came from the phrase, lo sichonem. The antecedent of the pronoun seems to be the people mentioned in the previous pasuk, namely the seven amamin of Kanani Rechita. I said that's the one pasuk where all seven of them mentioned. So Tosus discusses that problem there in Avodah Zarah, Chaf Amud Aleph, source 9. He says, "Damar Kolos Chanor Sitem Chani Bekarka Darish Namim Haikrob Bistama Shalitena Chain Shalitena Mat Askinam." All the drushes, Ustama the Milsam Mari Bekulo De Chachav. Okay, they're probably referring to all goyim. That's how the Tosa says. The Stama is referring to all goyim. Now, whenever dealing, we have to understand here, I just want to spend a few minutes on, whenever speaking about goyim and over the kochavim, we have to recognize that a lot of material may have been subject to censorship. Things in the Gemara and things in the Rishonim. Okay, do you mean goyim? Do you mean dafka idolaters, over the kochavim, mamish, idol worshippers, as opposed to other people, other religions who are not Jewish, but they're not idolaters? Okay, there's always a discussion, kusim and so on. A lot of times when you study these Gemaras, and Maseches Avodah Zarah others, you have to know that sometimes the Chazal phrase things in a certain way so as not to offend. It used to be when printing first became popular in the 1400s, when Gutenberg invented the printing press, in the 1400s, the Jews wanted to print this one, but the church, understandably, was in general. Forget about the Jews. They were afraid of printing because, see, today, anybody can print anything, everybody believes it, right? So the church was aware of that, so they kept at that time a very tight control on who, and they would have censors and so on, making sure that there was nothing, that they considered heresy. So Jews also had to be careful that which they're printing, that's why there were Gemaras. There were Gemaras about Yeshu that don't appear in their standard Shah. They took it out because they didn't want to get into trouble. So you have to figure out when it said, whenever we're talking about Goyim, so sometimes it really would mean all Goyim, but they don't want to say it because they don't want to offend the Christians, the church. They write Ode Avodah Zarah. I think I've mentioned a pair.
The other way, too.
Right, both. You have to figure.
God's coming to exclude.
So let's see in a second. I just want to mention, I think I've mentioned this in the past. I still have at home, some of you, if you're my age and older, you remember the, we used to say slichas, used to have these white pamphlets. Remember those white slichas? Some schools still use. What?
Ziegelheim.
Yeah, exactly. So I have one over. You look at those old, you have to flip back, every third word, you got to flip back, for the Kelmel, and over here, jumping and around. Right, so there's tiny print. This is before art scrolls, before even the hardcovers. He said these white slichas.
And
the kinnis also, same thing. So in the slichas, and I have it at home, and I saved this just this week, it's very fascinating. Some of the slichas, some of the piyutim that we say throughout the Hashem Kippur this season, unfortunately, written, we're complaining about our lot, the Jews are oppressed and suffering and so on. But they were printing these in Russia and wherever else in Eastern Europe, and they were afraid of the censors. So I have it at home, I should have brought it in. There's a disclaimer on page one of the slichas, which says as follows. It says in Hebrew, it says, you should know that this is, anyone interested should know that our practice is to say these slichas, which were written centuries ago. We say it as a tradition from our ancestors, and we maintain the tradition today. But chas v'shalom, anyone should think that we're talking, here in Russia, everything's great, no one should think we're complaining. This is just, minagav saying b'yadenu, to say these prayers. And that's what it says. It says a 4 or 5 line disclaimer. And every piyut, throughout the weeks before Hashanah and Aseres Mitzvah, where there is a reference or a statement in one of the piyutim about Jews suffering, there's a little asterisk, and it says about, see page one. They were afraid of it. So I have it just, I saved it for posterity because it's a fascinating, fascinating piece of history. But in any event, you have to know, huh?
Tuitions. When we say they're persecuting us, when we say you're not allowed to do such and such,
okay, whatever, I'm just saying.
Are you glad to say, what a gorgeous guy.
But that's
Right,
that also got knocked out. That also got knocked out. Sure.
I never saw that until
I was. Yeah, because it was knocked out. It was a good example also.
It wasn't as referred.
No. Right, that's the difference. But anyway, all I'm saying is when you speak about Ode Avodah Zarah, my point is that when you talk about Ode Avodah Zarah, you have to know who you're referring to. That's my point. Anyway, getting back to Tosas, it appears in the context of Tosas. The Tosis, when he says Ode Dekav, means all non-Jews, not just idolaters. Certainly not just the seven nations and so on, but all idolaters. And interesting enough, because he discusses, he goes on, The next pasuk, which I didn't print back in source two, but the pasuk after Lo Sichanein says Lo Sichatein Bom. Now they're intermarried. That's over there in Vaschana, also the end of Parak Zayin. Supposed to discuss it. Does that mean all? You know, who is the Lavan and so on? But anyway, he says there's no reason that towards the end he said Abu Matna Schinim and Sichin Schinim Chaneh Ein Shum Tam. There's no real difference. It appears from Tosus anyway that it's talking about all non-Jews. But we'll have to see. Let's look at what some of the Rishonim have to say about it. Okay? If you look in the Smag, source 10, Smag, Lavin Sim Memches, he writes, Shlosha Dvarim, Darshu Rabosteinim, and Mikra Zeh. We learn three different dinim out of this phrase. Lashon Chaniyah, Kashabiyanu, Lashon Chain, Sh'asulom HaKamanoa Goizesh, and so on. And then the third one is Lashon Chanina. You don't give Matnaschinim, that's what he assumes means. And he says, the pashtus is, Umidaber, Bishar, almost Dafka Mori. He said, at the end he says, Dafka Mori Vaknani Vagomer. The Smad learns, at least in terms of the Doraisa, okay, Pashtus Pshar, anyway, it's talking about, what's talking about the Pashtus, the Shiva Amman only. But that's really a minority view. If you look in the Sefer HaChinuch, for example, Mitzvah Tov Chav Vav, okay, source 11, Shalom Lachon Ov Devar Zor, Shalom Nachman Ov Devar Zor, and so on, Valish Ben Dover Mehem, okay, and he writes, V'yesh Marasen Shalom Dem Elos Chan Elos Tita Lamanah Fiyah Kol Shorosh Echad, Midina Mitzvah Zu, Shav HaShalom Yitzchon Vokha She'ein Nosem Matna Skinim Davka Lemishu Oved Avar Zorah. The Chinuch is pretty clear that these Isurim apply Davka, he doesn't just say the word Akum or Ovdei Avodah Zarah as a, you know, kind of as a generic term, which you could suspect means all non-Jews. He says, Dafka Lemisha Oved Avodah Zarah. So it sounds from the Chinuch, anyway, that he's talking about that. So he expands it further in the Smag. The Smag seems to say only the Zayin Umos. Okay, the Chinuch, though, expands it beyond the Zayin Umos to other idolaters, but Dafka idolater. I think that's a push-up shot in his words, right? Dafka Lemisha Oved Avodah Zarah. The Meiri is even clearer. The Meiri, both in Avodah Zarah, Dav Chof and Aleph, and in a sugya that comes up later in Pesachim, Chof Aleph Beis, I printed in 12 and 13. The Meiri says, again, all the different things, Mikanam, and second line of 12, Lo Seitim Lamchein, Lo Shabeach, all those things we mentioned. Vechein Darsh on the third line, Menu Shalukin, Matnaschinim. Okay, and I'll give him Matnaschinim. And he says, Mikol Mokom, he quotes Pirshu B'Tosef, the Dafka Lagoy Shemak, we'll get back to that. Oshomakal Aval Imhoya Shcheno Chaver Muta, that's important, we'll come back to that. But then he says, Hakol Shumina Umos Hagduros, Bidarche Hadosos, Ushamodos Belakus, Ain't Suffolk, Shafish Emakur Mutter. The Roy for Omoshoy Halim Yarakh, etc. We'll get this right. The Miri says that this whole thing is only by idolaters. Oh, there were the Zaramamish. People who don't, but people who are Modeb Elokus, who believe in one God, a monotheistic religion, they believe it's the same God we believe in, right? But of course, different, you know, they have different religion, but they basically, presumably talk about Christians and Muslims and so on, who are, you know, monotheistic religions. That's not included. That's Mutter altogether. And he says it as well in Pesachim Chof Aleph Beis 13, Kvar Biyad Masech Vodazorah. I guess he wrote his parish on Avodah Zarah first, because in the order of the Shas, Pesachim comes before Avodah Zarah. But he writes, Kvar Biyarnu, Masechet Avodah Zarah, Shagoyim Ratzon Shem Ode Halilim She'enam Durim Begeder Shum Das Ba'olam. That's when we have these requirements, but if they believe in a God and so on, that's different. The Meiri also seems to learn, it's Davka Ode Avodah Zarah. They're Al-Bag, another Rishon, there in this parish on the Chumash, in Parshas Re'eh, and that Pasuk in Perek Gedal, Pasuk Al, Agera, Shri Bishrecha, Behine Lo Rotza, Hashem Yisrael, Shanita, Nasan Nachrim, Luvishe Oved Avodah Zarah. See, also, he's talking about only someone who's actually Oved Avodah Zarah. So you have a group of Rishonim, the Chinuch, the Meiri, the Ralbag, others, who assume that this whole issue, at least on a Doraisa level, of giving gifts to a non-Jew, is talking about not any non-Jew. The Smag limits it to the, on a Doraisa level, just to the Zayin Umos. These others are willing to extend it beyond the Zayin Umos, but it's Dafka Ovdei Avodah Zarah, which in a contemporary situation would not be relevant in many of our situations, dealing with Christians, or that's its own question, but let's assume for our program right now, the way the Miri put it, they have a religion, they believe in a God, so they do certain things which we would consider, and as for us, believing in the Trinity would be a form of Avodah Zarah. Right, the Catholics believe in the God as a different manifestation. For us, that we have Avodah Zarah, it could well be that for them, it's not Avodah Zarah. Buddhist or something like that would be, right. Could well be. Yes. So that but in most of the situations that we have today, probably it's less relevant if you're talking about if you're saying that the whole issue is for Ovdei Avodah Zarah Mamish. Now, if you look in the Torah,
Tosfos says right
there, right? Yeah, we'll get that Tosfos. It's going to be shown on that. Yeah.
Is it relevant to Hashoah's
Avodah too? Yeah, other not for now, but yeah. You take a look in the Torah. It's interesting. These dinim appear in Choshen Mishpat Hilchos Matana. Okay, Simon Reish Mem Tes Siv Beis. The Torah writes, also litain matnas chinam ovid avodas kachavim, avutil litain leger toshev, shir mitzvah l'chayoso, and so on. So the Bach, and there's an interesting point, look at the first two, in my edition, the old edition of the Torah, the regular edition of the Torah that I have at home, it stops, this comment of the Bach in Torah 16 ends after 2.5 lines with the word Yishma'elim. Okay, the next thing doesn't appear. In fact, when I was preparing the shir, so I copied this thing, And I saw that. I said, did I misunderstand the Bach all these years? You know, I read the whole thing, and I was a little bothered by it. So let's first what it said. It said, "Also litemas mavrazor kasovet Yosef lav lafuke Yishmaelim." We'll see in a second. The Yishmaelim means the Muslims, the Arabs, right? He says the Beis Yosef doesn't exclude; they're included. Lafuke gertosh the anshigil shir mitzvenoah the zel shir mitzvulachosu abo shar goim kulam din echelam ad kam lashono. But the Bach disagrees. Ulufidvarav kasha. Okay, why does the Torah mix us up? Okay, the Torah, if he meant all goyim, he should have said all goyim. The Bach wants to argue, when the Torah says Oved Avodah Zarah, or Oved Avodah Skachavim, that's the language of the Torah, if you see it in 15, also Litei Maskin, Oved Avodah Skachavim, Oved Avodah Skachavim. So the Bach says, that's what the Torah said, that's what he meant. And therefore, Yishma'elim Ataka excluded. The Bach disagrees with the Beis Yosef. Okay, why would he mix us up? Let's say Michshol Shevino Lemayik Yishma'elim. You read that Torah, and you'll assume that Yishma'elim, Muslims believe in one God, they're excluded from this prohibition. If the Torah wrote it that way, that's probably what he meant. Why does the Beis Yosef say, so therefore that's why the Bach was should be numbered among those who say that it includes only Avdov and Avzar. But now if you go on, what I said before, Levisha Malchios Makpidim Im Yaskiru Shem Goy Bisoreno. The other our neighbors and the government then they get nervous if they see the word goy in the Jewish writings, our books. But Malcolm Shein Lechov, unless they're saying it in the Bakavadik way. Now Cain he serious milas goy because from Kol Olam Arizara, Aval Iker Hanuscha B'Sifra Benu who also litain Matnatzinim LeGoy. The original talk and the original language of the Torah was also that includes all goyim, and that's what it means. So I said, the Bach says that, so all the years I misunderstood the Bach. But then I looked it up, I realized this itself was excised out. My edition of Torah, you look at the old regular standard Torah that people my age and older got for your wedding or whatever, that edition of the Torah, Taka stops after the word Yishma'elim, without that Alfinas Daiti. The newer edition of the Torah, then this very fancy edition of the Torah, beautiful, one of the Svarim for which I broke my rule not to buy Svarim that I already have, that just came out now with better editions, but this Torah is also, it's a different work. So the newer Torah has this line. But in any event, the way that we have the Bach printed in the original edition, and that's what happened in the machine also, the computer. But anyway, so that's the, so that is the Shita of the Bach list as we have it, also that it's only non-Jews, it's only Ovdei Avodah Zarah and not all non-Jews. However, as we saw before, the Tosfos of Avodah Zarah, Alex, you said, also Tosfos in Yevamos, Chav Gimel and Aleph, I printed in Source 17, okay? He also assumes that it's talking about, it's talking about all Umos, Ovdei Avodah Zarah, and again, from the context, and we'll see, because as the Vizier alluded to, there are other Yisurim that relate to a guy. That's what Tosfos in the continuation there in Chav Gimel and Aleph and Avodah Zarah, and here in Yevamos, Chav Gimel, discusses, he says, look at the fourth line there, 17. Vim tomar de los ischatin vom de siv name hosom ugvinu dafka b'zayin umos. Right? I mean, there the Gemara says that prohibition of intermarriage is talking only about the of the mamash zayin umos. Not the allowed to intermarry somebody else. It's learned from something else. But I mean, that pasuk is only talking about the zayin umos. Okay, Afagav Din Shaim Shach Shom Hasar, they don't lead us astray until Yesh Lomar, Dal Korchach Yev Shaluk Mecholomos, because we can't say it's talking about, because the Torah, that it's talking about even after they convert, you're still not allowed to marry them. Not intermarriage when they're going, but even if they convert. What's that? The Zainumos. Yeah. So says Tosis, clearly we're talking about, but that can't be talking about all non-Jews and all, not even all idolaters, because you have a specific Isser by Ammoni and Moabi and Mitzri, and so on, that after a certain number of generations they can come in. So, all right, anyway, so, and furthermore, he says, one of the things it says in the Pasuk, you're not allowed to make a covenant, right, with them. So when Tomar, so Shlomo HaMelech made a covenant with Hiram, right, you know, when he built the Beis HaMikdash and he got lots of cedars from Lebanon and so on. So Shlomo HaMelech made the bris with Hiram HaMelech Tzur, the Chsiv HaYichsu B'Rishneihem, and I thought it says, the same Pasuk says, Los Chanem, it says, Los Sichos Lam Bris, okay? Anyway, so yes, there are other cases. But I think you mentioned Shlomo Saved.
Was it one of the Chakrim
and
he got
trapped?
The other one.
And, right. So anyway, that's what Tosus understands. Bottom line, Tosus seems to understand that it's talking about all non-Jews, huh?
You've only one from Sheva.
There was one from Seven Amim, right? Yeah.